As always, we are so glad you're with us on this Friday night at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And if you are a fan of MMA, tonight you are in for a real treat as we have invited on a very special guest. Mark Miller is with us, better known as Fight Shark, who has released his new memoir. It is titled Pain Don't Hurt, Fighting Inside and Outside the Ring. Good evening, Mark. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
Well, absolutely. Well, what a journey. It is an inspirational read because you really document your story of just incredible tenacity, your ability to overcome numerous obstacles. And we're going to get into that. But first of all, with our audience tonight, I did want you to share, you know, when did you start kickboxing? I mean, what was the motivation for that? Because I have to be honest with the audience. I mean, I don't follow it. I'm not even a casual fan.
Right.
But what I have seen when I'm flipping through the channels is the fights are so intense. They're so brutal. Why would you do this?
Because I have some kind of problem, obviously. No, joke. I started, I mean, as you can, you know, read in the book, I talk about starting in boxing with my father, then, you know, getting into martial arts at a young age, you know, thanks to everybody from my generation, you know, has Bruce Lee movies to thank for that.
That's right.
You know, I grew up in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I was just completely enamored with martial arts, and I loved it. And by the mid to late 80s, there, you know, there was what they used to call like American kickboxing on ESPN, and then you could also see it on ABC's Wild Rule Sports on Sunday. And for whatever reason, when you're a kid, I was just fascinated by it, and I saw certain fighters that just, you know, they could do things in the ring. Like some of the crazy kicks I was learning as a kid, and they were pulling them off in fights, and I was like, I want to do that. And it just became something that I completely became focused on. And by the, you know, the early 90s, late 80s, I was doing it myself.
And so, you know, when you look at your athletic background, I mean, you played baseball actually in college at the University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And so I have to ask you, I mean, that obviously was your passion too. I mean, when did you realize that that kickboxing was truly where you, that was your heart's desire? When did you realize that?
That was probably my sophomore year of college. And I was having some arm issues. And I think that that probably helped, you know, push it along. Because I was playing nonstop. And to be honest, it got to the point where, you know, I didn't rest my arm. I didn't, you know, seek out doctors the proper way. They just, you know, and those just shot me up with cortisone, and I kept throwing. So my arm wasn't healing. It was getting worse. And I think between that and the fact that, you know, I kind of had this lone wolf attitude, and in fighting, it's all you. I mean, yes, you have trainers, you have cornermen, but you're the only one in there. You have no teammates to back you up. And I was just drawn to that. So I think that was part of the big transition, was between the, you know, the arm injury and having, you know, a sport where it was just me and I didn't have to depend on anybody. That just, you know, that really spoke to me.
Mark the Fight Shark Miller is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The title of his new memoir is titled Pain Don't Hurt, Fighting Inside and Outside the Ring. It is a compelling read. And I want to share with our listeners, you grew up in Pittsburgh. You spent actually a lot of time around professional athletes. As I understand, your father, he was a former NBA player, Harry Moose Miller. And I have to share this little tidbit. He played in the first ever NBA game with the Toronto Huskies in 1946. Tell me about your father and your relationship. What was that like growing up with him?
It was hard. I mean, you know, he was very set in his ways. I mean, he was from a different generation, and he had me when he was 50 years old. So there was obviously a huge generation gap. And he had a very particular way of doing things. The way I like to describe it best is his idea of raising me was kind of like a boy named Sue. You know, he thought that by making me, you know, really, really tough, that, you know, he believed that the world was a very difficult place.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was tough, then I would be able to survive. So, you know, as a kid, probably not the best way to go about it from my perspective. So we had a very tenuous relationship. But at the same time, you know, I still believe that the really hard work ethic that he instilled in me is what got me to where I got as a fighter and as a person. So, you know, it kind of by accident, it all worked out. But, you know, as a kid, you're not thinking that way. You're thinking, this kind of sucks.
Now, you started kickboxing in college, and I have to wonder, what was the input like from your father? Was he supportive to that? I mean, he can't obviously relate to the sport.
Not really. I mean, he didn't understand the sport, so there wasn't a lot of communication, you know, outside of, you know, a lot of tough guy rhetoric, which, you know, he liked to impose on me because he didn't understand it. And, you know, he thought I was, like, throwing away a potential career, especially in baseball. But, you know, my heart just wasn't with it the same way anymore.
Now,
so
kickboxing, it
kind of caused a divide.
Kickboxing, obviously, gave you a tremendous sense of pride and joy. I like what you said in the book. In your words, when an athlete finds his sport, it is truly a homecoming. My takeaways from the book was, in many ways, is kickboxing, was that an outlet from the pain of the past and your relationship with your father, even?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, there isn't much more, you know, in terms of releasing aggression or just, you know, whatever internal stress you may have, and, you know, getting a heavy bag and getting to work out on pads, because it's such a release of angst, at least for me. You know, I can't say that works for everybody, but for me, it absolutely was.
We are short on time. We definitely will extend an invitation. We'd love to have Mark the Fight Shark Miller back on with us. And congratulations on your book. It is a gritty memoir, very well written, and certainly a story of inspiration. We really tip our hat to you. And Mark, anytime, we'd love to have you back at YSR. Thank you
so much. I'd love to come back.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.